Oklahoma was introduced to its new state FFA officer team on Wednesday night at the 93rd annual Oklahoma State FFA Convention, held this week at the Cox Convention Center in Oklahoma City. The 2018-2019 state FFA president, Cole Eshday of Bokchito, retired his corduroy jacket just after installing his successor, Drew Hardaway of Batiste, who served this past year as the Southeast Area Vice President.
It is, right now, the most humbling feeling that I've ever had in my life. To come where I've come from and to do what I've done has all been because of this blue jacket and the amazing people that have been behind. And today, it's definitely showed itself, and it's a very heartwarming thing for me. I had faith with all three of them, but Drew's going to do a good job. Yeah. Proud of him, and he's going
to
do great.
Hardaway reacted in stunned surprise to winning the runoff election against former teammate Kinsey Kennedy.
It's like a dream come true, you know. First president from Batiste FFA ever. Has a lot to show from how much I've overcome these last couple of years, and, you know, it's something that I set out to do my 8th grade year. Mm-hmm. Biggest thing I think is important for the Oklahoma FFA today is when state officers get elected, we need to go out and show FFA members who we are and, you know, live that out. You know, we need to be genuine. We need to be courageous in every aspect when we're on that stage, and we need to realize that it's not for us. We had our moment. We had our moment on that stage a couple of minutes ago. It's about the Oklahoma FFA members right now. I just hope to accomplish, you know, pretty much, I want to help the FFA, you know, grow up in the sense that, you know, 8th graders coming up and helping them to realize what their purpose in life is, because, you know, just like me, for an 8th grader, I found what my purpose was through the FFA. If I could accomplish that, then there would be nothing else that would top that for me. Oklahoma FFA, get ready, because it's going to be an amazing year. And regardless of what happens next year, we're going to make a journey this year. And we're going to live a life in the FFA that we will remember forever.
Elected to serve with Hardaway as state FFA secretary is Emily Kennedy of the Edmond FFA chapter.
Oklahoma FFA has given me so much throughout my FFA career, and just that they would take a chance on me to serve them is so humbling. I thought I might be hanging up my jacket, but Oklahoma FFA, thank you for taking my hand and taking a chance on me. I promise you this, that this team is going to make some memories and going to be one that changes Oklahoma FFA, so I'm so excited. I hope to just connect with every single member that I encounter and to remember how I got here. It wasn't from the big supporters that I had from day one that allowed me to get here. So thank you to everyone who's been by my side since I was an 8th grade girl with straight across bangs.
And Courtney Tillinghast of Owosso as state FFA reporter.
So I was definitely not expecting, I was just really nervous because I was up against two very good competitors, and they would have done a great job serving this association. So you just never know when it comes to that. And I know whoever would have been selected to serve the Oklahoma FFA Association would have done a great job no matter who it was. And so my biggest goal this year is to just impact the lives of every member that I meet and help them to find their place in this organization, because I know it's there. We are so excited to get to serve the Oklahoma FFA Association this year. We're going to work really good together as a team, and, you know, we're going to do everything that we possibly can to make sure that the association is at the best that it can possibly be.
Those candidates elected to serve as area vice presidents are as follows, including Southeast Area Vice President Krista Carroll of Tishomingo, Southwest Vice President Bryce Waugh of Tipton, Central VP Joseph David of Washington, Northeast VP Tanner Taylor of Adair, and the Northwest Area Vice President Kate Jenlick of Timberlake. You can learn more information about the members of this new officer team by clicking over to our website. For OklahomaFarmReport.com and the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, I'm your Associate Farm Director, Carson Horn, reporting.